Okay, this is our first podcast for the Flat Earth family. And it's Kat and I here. It's December 8th, 2018. And we were going to answer questions that people have and that they send to us or that we get on Facebook or that we read from somewhere else. The funny thing is, the first question I looked up, well, you've got a whole different list than me. Okay. Was the first list, the first question I got was, why? Which, of course, is the hardest and longest question. So, what was funny about that is, of course, we can't cover that first. I think we'll do the question of why every single time, but we'll do it at the end and we'll answer it a little bit differently every time. So, we have, the next one we have is, people ask us, have you ever taken a science class?
Me? I have a degree in biochemistry and biophysics from Oregon State.
So how many physics classes have you taken?
Three.
And are they related to the heliocentric model of the universe?
Well, it was certainly presented.
I think I've only taken a physics class like everybody else in high school. Nothing special. But it's funny, we keep running into people, especially on college campuses or whatever. What, have you never had a science class or you've never taken physics? Well, I don't know why we would have taken any less than anybody else. And in fact, the average flat earther is a little bit more of a science geek than the average person in the population. And there's no reason. We also had somebody recently asking us, you know, do you know any math or stuff like that?
Well, how about you? Have you had, what kind of math background do you have?
Well, I have nothing special. You know, because I'm an accountant, accounting doesn't have anything to do with all this theoretical astrophysics and stuff.
So one of the questions that we often get is, why don't you fall off the edge?
Or why don't flat earthers go to the edge?
Yeah.
So the first one is, of course, and we'll cover this over and over again too. The first one is, well, some of us don't even know if there is an edge at all. And then the next problem is, how on earth would we get there? So for the description for this podcast on our website, I have some videos that answer these questions. And some of these questions, of course, we're going to repeat, so I'll keep putting different answers. But you'll find the really good thing done by Taboo Conspiracy has an excellent video about why you can't go to Antarctica. And that'll be in the description. And I even watched a video this week about how hard it is to get stuff to Antarctica. And this isn't even a flat earth related thing. It was just a video about how they fly there and when they take boats and how hard it is. And it takes forever and it's expensive. And you're not just going to fly there without the permission of the United States government. But we'll definitely look at this one again. Can you think of anything else about it? And then the last one is going to be why.
Why do they lie?
So I have a few videos related to this. And of course, this is the big question. And this is why we have a podcast about Flat Earth. Is, of course, all of us that have become Flat Earthers have realize that flat earth is part of a vast conspiracy to lie to us throughout history. And the flat earth, the heliocentric lie, spherical earth lie, is just one of them. The one thing that kind of hit me this week is remembering, why did they invent it 500 years ago? Because they were not teaching the lie of heliocentrism for 4,000 years, 6,000 years. They haven't been. As far as I can tell, it's since Copernicus is a Jesuit, and the Jesuits were created right about that time, that, as far as we can tell, it's related somehow to the Protestant Reformation and Counter-Reformation. And the Jesuits started killing Christians soon after. It's related to that. So what do you want to say about why we'll do this again next time, too?
Well, I think the big reason is that they want to hide the creator of this place. And having an infinite space with evolution and Big Bang, it all, if people believe that, they don't believe the creator.
Yeah, that's the most basic thing about it. Well, we will cover why again next time. I think what we'll do is we'll pull up different questions and maybe do different nuances on the why every single week. Or whatever, however we do this. I'm trying to not have too much introduction or have these last too long. So this will be our first one. We'll see how the audio works. And you have to check out our website to find out how to get this. And then we'll see how many people can grab it and stuff like that. So this is Russell and Kat Canning.
And we are FlatEarthFamily.com.
Thank you very much.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork.